Welcome to episode one of Talk Shit Sister.
No,
I'm just kidding. Yeah, today we're going to be doing a little bit of a introduction to ourselves.
Yeah.
So
we're going to be asking each other questions so that you guys can get to know us before we start our shit talking.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we just kind of have the tendency to be very unfiltered, and if we just say our opinion.
Yeah, we literally do.
And like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, if you don't really like the opinion, you kind of just laugh at it either way. Yeah. So it just makes life easier to laugh at it. And I think more people need to laugh in life.
We're so funny.
We're fucking hilarious. Like, there's just never a dull or boring moment with me or you, because one of us says or does or sees the stupidest, funniest shit.
I know.
And it's over.
I know.
Like, it just happens.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
What are you passionate about?
You know, what's so funny is I was actually talking to this dude on Bumble who had the same thing as me, pretty much. I'm very passionate about keeping mothers and infants, not to be sexist. Yes, we can include parents because single dads are amazing as well. But I like to make sure that infants and mothers are able to stay connected and be able to grow and bond and have a very healthy connection and lasting connection. I think it's very important, especially for the moms who are still choosing every day to be a mom instead of just giving up and walking away. All the kudos to them. I believe that raising children takes a village, and we all need to like step up to the plate and kind of take the reins sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
Because kids are watching every single person.
They are.
So I'm very passionate about children and mothers and happy connections.
I think that's really great.
I love that. Maybe it's probably because I don't have a good connection with my own mother, so I'd rather like all the other kids as moms who do want to have a connection with them have a connection with them, because I'm like, yes mama, you fucking go, you go get your baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Sid, tell me, what are you passionate about and why?
Well, my big thing is cooking.
Yeah, gal, you fucking got that kitchen cooking up something.
I love trying new recipes, and I love making my own recipes.
Did you look at that Stardew Valley cookbook?
I did. I looked at a couple recipes in it, and they looked pretty good.
That book was so cute.
Yeah, it was. I'm surprised I seen it in a bookstore there.
Not gonna lie, same. But, I was really surprised.
Anyway, I'm currently writing my own recipe book, so that'll be super fun.
Yeah.
I am also passionate about, you know, children. I want to work with children when I am older. So, yeah, I'm going to learn sign language all throughout high school. So hopefully by the time I graduate, I can speak fluent sign language.
Yes.
So ew, I sound like a frog. Good. That'll be good.
I would love to get back into learning sign language again with you.
Yeah, and I could, you know, pursue a career that way, too.
Sure, well,
in that direction.
Oh, my ass. No.
Shit, I did not realize it was 11:23.
So, you know, what is the worst advice someone has ever given you?
I don't know.
Oh, Okay.
Like, did that one.
What about the best advice? Or maybe even just a really good advice someone has given you.
I really have to think about this. I feel like...
Something someone told me was that you always have to put yourself first. Because in everyone's life, they're all their number one. And, you know, your best friend's life, they're their number one. In your life, you're your number one. In my life, I'm my number one. And so, you know, you're not supposed to put others first and, you know, give others maybe 110% while you're giving yourself 50%.
That's true, actually.
And it is so important to never lower your standards.
True.
And always look out for yourself. You know, it's important that, you know, looking out for each other is nice as well, but the main person you want to look out for is yourself.
Yeah.
So, that's, like, yeah, that's probably the best advice that I can think of right now.
I feel like something that was, like, really good advice, I mean, it's not like I really heard it, where somebody was like, here's my advice for you.
Yeah.
But, was that, like, my time matters? Because, like, it kind of goes back to, like, you saying, you know, like, if you give somebody else 110% and only you 50%, you know? It's kind of the same thing where, like, I know myself, I would totally, like, tonight, for example, where I was, like, was gonna go.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna go on this date, even though he canceled on me and then made me feel bad. So I feel like the best advice that I have ever received is that my time matters, and...
Do you wanna...
To prioritize my own time over somebody else's.
Should we talk shit about the date? Should we spill what happened with the date? Oh, we'll talk shit
about the date tomorrow.
Okay, shit.
I'm gonna smoke my joint, baby, and we will be back to fill you in on the tea with that date. Starting tomorrow on
Talk Shit Sister. Stay tuned.